Proclamation number 7229 of 13th of December, 1958. God's Father Love. You could go through earthly life cheerfully and carefree with the right attitude towards me, your God and Father of eternity. You need only ever feel like my children and all fear would leave you, all worries would become invalid. For a child's right relationship with the Father eliminates all worries and fears. The child knows that the Father has the strength to protect it from evil, from hostility and affliction, and thus you should also grant me as your Heavenly Father, who loves you, the power and the will that he will protect and guide you like a loving father does. You only have to imagine this Father of yours as eternal love which embraces you with all intimacy, which only ever wants happiness and bliss for you and which truly also prepares everything for you if you don't prevent me from my activity of love. You are my children and will remain so forever. Yet I can only think of you like children if you see your Father in me. As long as you keep yourselves far away from me, as long as I am still the foreign God to you, who is infinitely far away from you, you are not yet in the right relationship with me, and my love cannot embrace you as it would like to embrace the child. For my love also demands your trustfulness, your open heart and your will to intimately join me and give yourselves to me like a child gives itself to its father. Once you muster this inner trust towards your God and Father and all fears and worries will leave you, you will walk your path through life joyfully and serenely and truly always be guided correctly, for then the Father will have taken over the guidance because the child will have taken him by the hand and can no longer go wrong. The God who is love does not want you to be in adversity, but he cannot avert this adversity from you if you withdraw yourselves from his care, if you consciously walk alone, if you don't call upon me as Father to guide you myself. A child has great power over its father if only it strives to gain his love. The father's love certainly belongs to the child. But the child itself must desire it, it must likewise feel love for the father, and then it will also come to him of its own accord and no longer want to separate itself from him. Then the bond of love is tied, and then the child is embraced by a blissful peace. It feels safe at the father's heart and every worry and fear has left it. And as long as you humans don't establish this right relationship with your father, earthly life will also be difficult and full of worries for you, for then you will carry the burden your father would gladly take from you if only you would ask him for it. Just try again and again to imagine such an intimate relationship as that of a child with its father, and then enter into this relationship with me. And you will certainly experience so much love that you can already call yourselves blessed on earth. But every external relationship hinders me from working my love on you, and you are still in an external relationship as long as you don't trust me, as long as you still have doubts that I could leave you without help, or as long as you think that I want you to suffer. I love you and only want to make you happy. Accept this love and let yourselves be blessed and carried over all difficulties of earthly life. You have the power if only you meet me with love yourselves, then I will not refuse you any request. I will do everything in order to make my child happy who fully entrusts himself to me, for I am the father of you all and only want to be recognized and loved as a father. Amen.